let go of your life and let go for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, you will continually experience true life. Isaiah 49:23, I will never disappoint those who entwine their hearts with mine. You will never be disappointed when you put your trust in Him. No matter how heavy your cross feels, it's true love. Can we stand and worship and intertwine our hearts? would you say if you were standing here? I thought that was an honest question. He did sort of give me answer. As he always answers somehow in his word. It's alive and active, and it divides bone and marrow, truth, heart, thought. I'm like, what would you say, Lord? Bible, it says, let your character, your moral essence, your inner nature be free from the love of money. Shun greed. Be financially ethical, being content with what you have. For he has said, I will never, under any circumstance, desert you, nor give you up, or leave you without support. No will I in any degree leave you helpless, nor will I forsake you or let you down, or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. So I come back to what I started with when I opened. Put your trust in God, and He will never disappoint. So whatever He would say to you about tithe and offering, that's between you and Him. Amen. He is so personal and intimate. So during this next song, we're gonna continue to worship, and just there's a basket up here. You can bring your offering. There's three ways to give. You can give online at K Bridge of Hope. There's boxes in the back. You can write a check to Bridge of Hope. Amen. So can we stand and just continue to worship and bless His holy name? Thank you.
of the Lord in testimony this morning. So I'm going to have Aaron come and share a quick testimony. Yeah.
All right, I love talking in front of people, so bear with me. I'll go back there if you're uncomfortable. So if you don't know me, I had a pretty big eye surgery this past Wednesday. It was the fourth one from an injury this past summer, and gunshot wound. but for real, it was another eye surgery. It's been a long journey. Leadership team prayed over me last Sunday, which was amazing, and I'll get to this. Wednesday was surgery. It went really well. I'll get to that. The Lord woke me up Friday morning at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Just like woke up, I was like, "Hello, God," and He's like, "Romans 8:28, Romans 8:28, Romans 8:28," and I'm like, "Okay," I'm like rolling back and forth, and He's like, "Testimony, testimony, testimony," and I'm like, "Romans 8:28," I'm like, "Okay, Romans 8:28," I'm like, "Look it up," I'm like, "Thank you, Lord, yes, I love you, Lord, I know you work all things for those who love you," and I'm like, "Thank you for that," and then He's like, "Okay, testimony," and I'm like, "All right." Everybody knows what a testimony is. But I was looking up, I just looked up testimony. I'm like, it means a lot of things throughout the Bible, right? And the biggest one that hit me was like a declaration of what's been done. And then also, God, do it again, right? So people need to hear that. So like, testimonies are super important. And Annie was saying, shooting arrows of thankfulness, right? So I wanted to shoot some arrows at everybody today. But anyways, so Tuesday was my pre-op, and the doctor is like looking at my eye, and he's like, "Okay, you know, all this scar tissue is growing, pulling up on your retina again. We're going to go in, clean it all up, and then probably have to cut your retina again to have to lay it back down. It's called a retinectomy." And I'm like, "Okay, you know, this is the fourth time, you know, let's do it." And then, so he had a plan, and Wednesday, the surgery happened. I usually get super sick with like anesthesia and all that, and this like anesthesiologist came and was like, "Hey, you know what, how do you normally do?" He's like an older guy, and he's like, "I got you this time, don't worry, like we're gonna do this." And I'm like, "Okay, great." And surgery happened. I woke up, I was like not sick at all. I was like completely awake. I didn't have like any pain in my eye, which usually it's like excruciating pain. The doctor came in and he was like, "Hey," he's like, "we did really good." And I'm like, "Okay." And he's like, "So I don't really know what happened." And I'm like, "Okay." Like, "Well, I do." And then he said, "So let me break this down." He's like, "So your retina lining," he's like, "scar tissue. So think wet cardboard on top of tissue paper." He was like, "So I have to go in there and pull up wet cardboard off tissue paper and not tear it." He's like, "You know how hard that is?" And I'm like, "It's probably really hard." He's like, "So I get in there," he said, "this big layer of scar tissue is in there." He said, "I reached in to grab it," and he grabbed it, and he said it just, like, pulled up. He said he pulled it up, and it was like, he said, "I don't know what happened, but it just pulled up." And I was like, "Okay, thank you, Lord." And he was like, "None of your retina tore, nothing happened." He was like, "I pulled it up, it was good." He was like, "I, you know, relasered a couple little spots just to make sure." He's like, "It was amazing, and nothing was torn. I didn't have to cut your retina, put the oil back in." He's like, "Let's let it heal." He's like, "And that's that." He said it was the best possible outcome that he had ever seen or could have happened with that procedure. Yeah. Thank you.
Ow, ow! Love it. Love it. So we're going to transition a little different here. If you're a kid and you gotta go, you can go. I don't know what age that. What age? All the way to 12 years old. Yeah. So, Mom, I hope you're ready. Yep. We're not taking a bathroom break. I always say, look, you can go to a movie and sit in a movie for like 2.5-3 hours and not have to go to the bathroom. You can sit in church for a bit without. For real, if you need to